Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Radio Show.
There you go. Joyce will be proud. Indeed. That's my two of my most precious things in life there. And the reason, one of the big reasons that we're here, for our children, for the future. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. It's a feel-good end of the week. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Indeed. That's what Joyce, that's one of the first things Joyce told me. When you get on the radio, you know, just introduce, just say boom, just say that. So now, I think Joyce would be proud. Hear my little girls do that every once in a while. Fantastic broadcast today, Dr. Abel. Eyes are something we take for granted, but we shouldn't. Eye disease, like a lot of diseases, is on the rise. But not only eye disease, there's a big article about prescriptions for eyeglasses and things are way on the rise. It has to be related to cell phones and tablets and computers and whatever that is. We're going to be doing the news before then. I'd like to remind everybody, if you'd like to connect with us, thepowerhour.com is our main website. Thepowermall.com is where all the great products. Thank you so much for your support, and we need your support. So check that out. We got the great sales we'll mention later. If you want to call the show live, now we have an hour of news here. So anything on your mind, I know Dave in New York called a couple of days ago, for some reason, wasn't able to get him in. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944 is the number. You can call anytime. Do not wait for an invitation. We have a guest. Please, you know, ask him any question you want. If, you want to listen to the show by telephone, 701-300-5252. 701-300-5252. And of course, you can go to TalkStreamLive.com. Also, click on or search the Power Hour and then you'll see our logo. So TalkStream Live is a great way to, listen to the broadcast. Also, we were in the top 50 in the whole country last year at TalkStream Live. So there you go. A little testament to what we're doing here and really to you and the audience. This is your show. Independent thought, independent media, independent concepts. And seeing a different future than what is being shoved down our throats. There's a lot of news. The biggest story, I'm going to lead into the biggest story, but Uncle Kevin's joined us. Welcome, Uncle Kevin. How's it going?
It's great. Great day in America.
Absolutely.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
To the Power Hour.
To the Power Hour.
Radio show.
And they only did that for an hour and a half before the show.
That was probably the best they did out of all the practices. What's the biggest thing on your mind just in general? I know, don't mention this big story. You know, we're going to talk about this story leading off, but is there anything else on your mind as we get going today?
Yeah, we were trying to think why they had
the hurricane going on. Why didn't they stop it?
Yeah, why didn't they stop it? And why did it stay for an hour and a half over the Bahamas?
A day and a half.
And why did it cause so much damage? Well, isn't it special that they had a 7-hour special on CNN about climate change?
Just happened. 7 hours.
7 hours.
They're ready.
Climate change.
They were ready for that. Either they just coordinated or they're ready.
Yeah,
either way.
Yes. It's just by magic.
It's kind of like when there's a shooting. They're ready.
There's a guy with a camera there taking a picture of it, you know?
The guest we had... show we had two or three days ago, we had Rebecca Voorhees on. If you remember that show, she's from Four Kids in Country, where she's working to get the word out what is going on in these schools. Well, I talked to her afterwards and said, you know, do you have pastors that are doing this, that are talking about this? And so she hooked me up with a Pastor George. From the California Huntington Beach area. And I had about a 20-30 minute conversation with him. Let me tell you how this conversation went. So he's originally from Romania, which is very important to this, and you'll see why in a second.
Absolutely. He's gone through it before.
Bingo. Like a lot of, you know, like, who are the most anti-socialist people in this country? It's the East Germans. No, the Cubans in Miami. Yeah. In America. The most anti-socialist people in America are, as a body, are the Miami Cubans.
Right.
Because they know what the deal is. So I asked him, well, what have you done? What are you trying to accomplish? Well, we're creating a grassroots program where we go to the pastors and say, look, this is what's going on. We want you to be part of this and take a stand and to tell your congregations about this. Do you know what the response that he is getting, the majority response that he is getting from these pastors?
I ain't doing it. Get out of here.
not quite in that tone, but basically end result, yes. They tell him, well, I do not want to get political. Then they tell him that, well, they tell him, I don't want to split our congregation. I don't want to cause a divisive, rift.
Either he's going to do it or the government's going to do it. Don't want to get political? Yeah, the government's going to get political on him here pretty soon.
Well, I don't think that's a political issue. I mean, that's kind of where we went with
this. I don't either, but...
I got to thinking, Zach Voorhees was on a couple of days ago about what's going on.
My new hero.
Google. Great.
Love my.
Such an important guest.
Yeah.
There's a war on, and you can bury your head in the sand, you do it. There's a war on already. People talk about, civil war. There is a civil war. It's going on already. And if we let... How can I put this? Yeah, I was thinking last night, or I woke up this morning. I had a dream. I had a crazy dream. I didn't even want to tell you what happened in my dream because it's just very bad. And it kind of startled me. I woke up like 4:30 in the morning.
All right.
And I started looking at news stories and trying to put my thoughts together. And here now I can't even put one.
I can't even put one. You got up too early.
I can't even put one word in front of the other now. This is an important moment. And talking to him crystallized this even deeper than I knew before.
Mm-hmm.
You have pastors who will not, they're telling him, I will not take a stand on this. I will not tell my congregation about this that, again, this is a mature subject, ladies and gentlemen. Be careful with your children. I will not tell my congregation that 5-year-olds are being taught that they don't have a gender and that you can choose any gender. I will not tell them that 10-year-olds are running condom relay races and that 12-year-olds can go have an abortion off, and that you not even know about it off of school grounds. Okay. Those three things alone. Okay. And the pastors are saying, I will not take a quote unquote political stand. It sounds like you won't take a moral stand either.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not political. Yeah. If they, put their head in the sand and think it's going away, they're wrong. They're going to get run over.
I'm very concerned and have been for some time. And one of the reasons I'm doing this late, I'm sorry I'm like fettered, because I always try to think how this is coming across to you. And I'm not talking to hear myself talk. The honest truth is, who really knows how long we'll even be on this broadcast? Who even knows?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
With the environment that we have now, with the way things are going, with, Trump's administration, even Trump is even mentioning the possibility of social credit score to buy a gun. I mean, who really knows how long we'll be here? And so I want to get these concepts out, and I think they're important. And I think instinctually you understand them. But it's what, you get deeper levels of understanding. I was talking to Marsha, a very good friend. Marsha's been an incredible friend of the broadcast from the beginning and all through Joyce's sickness and what have you. Shout out to her. She's dealing with a lot in her life. And specifically her husband, she needs prayers, like a lot of you do. But she mentioned how she felt God in her life, even through all these trials. And that it gave her hope, because if God could be through this, and that the insurance company told her that certain things wouldn't happen. Many people said that you can't do this, blah, 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 whatever. And all these things have been provided for. They were all wrong, and she got everything she needed. And so it gave her hope for the future. And so that's really what I want to try to get across to you. Because this is really, when I sit at bed at night, put my family to bed, I talk to Uncle Kevin, I promise you, we want you to have hope. And the war that is here on... what religion you are, we could argue about that all day long, and you can get emails about that all day long. Just morality, goodness. Let's just talk about that. Basic things. These are all under attack. I got on one of those YouTube streams. You ever get on those YouTube streams, Kev? And, pretty soon it's 3 a.m.
Exactly.
And,
yeah.
There's a guy I found. I never heard him before. His name's Marcus Rogers. He was talking about being at school in college in Chicago. It's Chicago, but still. He was taking some geology class, and he said, this is pretty much across the board, all his teachers, pretty much every class talk about three things, you know, one form or another. They talk about Donald Trump, bad-mouthing Donald Trump. They talk about Jesus or, you know, trying to convince you there isn't a Jesus or whatever. And then evolution, trying to push evolution and LGBT
curriculum
and agenda. Mm-hmm. He says every class. Yeah. Doesn't matter if it's a geology class. There is a powerful force. Get this straight. There is a powerful force that is trying to remake society in a different image so they can be controlled, mm-hmm. and your freedom and your divinity and your endowment and the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence keep going back, the common law keep going back, the Bible, the Mosaic law, the divinity of God placed upon us, the Garden of Eden, and all, and everything. They want to take it all away. And whether you are in this fight or not, you're part of it.
Oh, yeah. You don't like politics, but I think you get high, but politics is going to get you.
Getting you.
No two ways about it.
That's why that discussion with his pastor really, you know, that's what I wanted to bring this up.
Did he ask him if they were afraid of losing their 501c3?
No, he didn't. He didn't even talk about that. All he talked about was basically their biggest threat to them was dividing the congregation.
I don't.
Well, that's money because you lose you lose half your congregation. That's what they're scared of.
Yeah, could be.
Well, you can present these things. You don't have to make a comment about, you know, LGBT or whatever. You can just say, hey, I do not want this taught to my children.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? If that's a problem, look, if that's a problem, we got a problem. You can call me whatever name you want. I really don't care.
Mm-hmm.
We got a problem.
Big problem, teaching that stuff to the kids.
The biggest story in maybe the world, I don't know, but it encompasses all of this. The biggest story to me, looking through the news, this hit you too, Kev.
Yeah, I mentioned that last night.
Let's talk about this story. Give us a background of what we're talking about here.
Was it a soccer game?
Soccer club, Real Madrid, Real Salt Lake. Major League Soccer's Real Salt Lake.
Yeah, he had a Betsy Ross flag that he was carrying around, walking around and waving it and stuff like that. The owners or somebody in charge told him to stop waving it around or we're going to kick you out.
They kept telling us if he wasn't going to take it down, we were going to be ejected from the game, his wife said. Randolph and Diana Scott, season ticket holders who attended every home game for the team at Rio Tinto Stadium in Sandy, Utah, came decked out in team jerseys and hats, but also brought a version of the original American flag featuring 13 white stars in a circle to represent the union of the 13 colonies. The security, he says, quote, he asked me, he's like, so what's the purpose of the flag? I was like, well, because we love America.
Yeah.
And they said, if you don't get rid of it, you're being rejected. Because this, and then the statement by the team later in the press, you know, when this comes up to the press, the team doubled down and said, yes, we agree with this. There are some symbols that have been used by groups of hate. And so this is one of those symbols. And so we will not tolerate anything like this.
Well, hope he doesn't go into another game.
Well, this is so much bigger than game and soccer, and I hate soccer anyway. Yeah. And this is why I hate soccer. In case you want to know, ladies and gentlemen, the United Nations. This is part of their plan to globalize America was to proliferate soccer. Just in case you know,
right.
I like baseball. Yeah. I like football. Well, now see now the NFL's taken over. I can't hardly watch NFL.
Yeah.
I do not like soccer, and this is why. One of the reasons. This is so much bigger than this team, and Real Salt Lake, what have you.
Well, it's in Salt Lake, too.
So what does that mean?
A bastion of nothingness.
Salt Lake is a very, there's a lot of patriotic people in Salt Lake. A lot. Mormons are very patriotic.
Not anymore.
Well, apparently not in this soccer stadium. This tells me, and it went to my dream. I can't even tell. I woke up from this dream, and it just shook me. And this tells me that America, as you know it,
is in trouble.
Not in trouble. It's dead. It's dead. You know, kind of like Gerald Sente. Do you see? No, I don't see the young people rising up or holding
up. That was pretty spooky, you know?
Yeah, that's what he says for a trend. He's a world-renowned trends forecaster.
He knows his stuff.
He said they're dead. I think it is dead. That's what this story tells me, and it's only a matter of time. And I'm not trying to be pessimistic. And I want to put that together with you with the idea that Marcia said. Now, what is going to come out of it? This is what I labor over, and I do not do it the best. And I thank you for your support that we've had on the show, and we try to give guests so that you can formulate these things. What will come from it? And just because waves and waves and tsunamis are coming over the people, coming over our country, coming over our values, and coming over whatever, that does not mean that it has to come over you.
That's correct.
Or your family. So that's what I want to encourage, and I want to...
I'm a little more optimistic.
Optimistic in what way? I am not pessimistic. I mean,
you sound pessimistic.
No, I'm...
Is it dead? I don't think America's dead. Patches of America are dead, yes. But when it comes time, I think the good part is going to rise up, and we're going to take this country back.
Well, I agree with that. But the America as we know it, the institution, the sea, the shining sea, purple mountains, majesties, that idea, that concept, peace throughout, is dead. It is dead. There is an inevitable clash, an inevitable war, ideological war that is happening now, and it will physically manifest itself real soon. And this is a symbol of it to me.
Oh, yeah. Right.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. That is dead.
Yeah, I agree there. But it sounded like you thought the whole America was dead.
Well, everybody listening, you, me, the only place these values live is inside us.
Right. And I believe there's millions and millions and millions of patriots out there ready to stand
take
back America.
Okay, are they ready to stand?
I think so.
Are they ready to stand and take their children out of school?
Don't know. But when push comes to shove,
and
the troops are on the troops are on.
Well, that's a different scenario.
Well, maybe that's what it's going to take. Troops on the streets for them to stand up.
Yeah, but see, you just said everything that we need to know about this. I asked you if they're ready to take their children out of school or they're ready to stand up to this. You told me you don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, so America's dead then.
See, I wouldn't say that. No. I don't agree.
And what makes you think that we'll have this, I believe God is on America.
Yeah, God's on our side.
God's on whose side?
Our side.
Who?
Right here.
Me the Power Hour side?
Me and you. Every night I talk to him. Get on my knees and pray for this country.
Okay, God's on the Power Hour side.
Yep.
Okay, he's on our side. On certainly general concept of life and existence. Mm-hmm. Okay, I agree with that. But he's not, pretty soon he's not on America's side.
If we don't do what God wants.
Do you think
woe to this country.
Okay. All right. See, you're saying it. You're agreeing with everything I said.
But you said it was dead. It's like saying the plant's dead. Well, if the plant's dead, it's not going to be able to grow. Correct?
Well, I think the America that we've known, the institutions, the seed, I think it is dead. It's only a matter of time. I think it is dead.
Well, then you might as well just cancel the show and pull up the thing.
No, because what's coming out of it, no, I don't think that. See, I am optimistic.
How can you be optimistic when you're saying that everything's dead?
It's a matter of time. It will only be a matter of time where the America as we know it, sea to shining sea, peace from the Atlantic to the Pacific, and the American values and whatever, it will be no more. And it will be left to...
patriots.
Residue of patriots and whatever to scratch out and claw out their future and to change this. Because there is an inevitable physical clash that is coming because there is no other place for this to go. There is a storm, and whether people want to realize it now, they didn't want to fight it 50 years. America didn't want to fight it 50 years ago.
They didn't want to do it. Now we're 1,000 times worse.
Now, right, and we're in a much weaker position to do it.
Yep.
Now we can't even. Now, how bad is it? You ask me, how bad is it? We can't get a pastor that will stand up and say, the pastor won't stand up and say, I'm going to talk about this in church, and we're going to stop this.
Yeah, I agree. I agree there, but
that's how bad.
I just didn't like your America's Dead. I didn't like that. So
it is dead. It's dead.
All right.
It's dead. The universities that we go to,
they're only a small part of America.
A small part. They're a huge part of America. Harvard was started as a religious organization. Yale's a religious organization to teach people more morality. To teach people the Bible. It's dead.
One of the fastest growing patriots are the young people. They don't like.
Where are they learning the Declaration of Independence from?
They might not be learning the Declaration of Independence. They're not.
They're not going to church.
But
not the church is the solution.
They do not like the suppression.
Okay.
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 I'll start.
Give them about 10 more years in school. See what they think.
I don't think we got 10 more years before we have to stand up.
Okay. So you agree? You're agreeing with me.
I don't agree that we're dead. I agree that something is coming, and we're going to have to fight. Yes.
Coming? What do you mean coming? It's here.
No,
they're about to roll out. You know, go to China. You can't even buy a plane ticket in China right now. Mm-hmm. Me and you, we, you know, they would barely let us walk down the street.
I doubt they do that.
Now that's optimistic.
We'd go to jail. Do not pass go.
They wouldn't even give us the little red book to read every morning. They just start harvesting our organs right on the street.
Kev, your organs are no good. You're going to have to go over to that oven over there. Dad, yours is a little bit better. We might be able to get a couple things out of you.
See, and I'm not being negative. What I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, the temple of God is you.
Right.
And the values and morality and everything. You are the front line. You are the future. You, your children, everything. You, every little thing you do. Right here, right now. I believe in you. I am optimistic. But let's get over this delusion that the institutions of this country are valued part of our past. They aren't.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 Skin Lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Well, that'll cheer you up if you were sad. Maybe I should listen to that music a little bit. Oh, that's nice. The Power Mall. That's where we have the great products that we promote here for a long time. Among them this week, magnesium oil, 10% off. iComplex is on sale. The Cold Storm and the Smooth Oregano from Strauss Herbs, that's an introductory price. Try that. We have closeout items, some of the different types of, not all Willard water, but there's a couple gallons of the Willard water that we have if you're looking for that. The Prostrex, Zeotrex, and Renaltrex, you really want to cleanse your body. Silver Shield, sanitizing spray. We have some dog and bedding spray too, which is, that stuff's fantastic. Their deodorant is off the charts. If you haven't ordered from us before, or it's been a long time, First 10, FIRST10 at checkout, or if you call Jay, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Apparently, I struck a chord. Both Todd and my uncle.
We continue the conversation.
Berating me the whole break, saying how negative.
Too negative you were.
Negative.
Too negative.
All right, let me try to be clear. And then we can move on to the news.
Now, if you say it in the same way as before, the same results will happen.
Okay, this news story, a couple goes to a game in the United States, the middle part of America, not even the coast, it's not New York or California, in Utah, and has a Betsy Ross flag. The guy's painted, he's got a mohawk, like an American-type mohawk. He comes, everybody knows him, he's a season ticket holder. And so they know who this guy is. Security goes over to ask him what he's doing. Why do you have that flag? Well, I love America. Well, you got to take it down or you're going to be ejected. You tell me how. Let me say it a different way. The America of our youth, the America of certainly your youth, my grandfather's youth, is dead. Let me say it that way. It is dead. And if you need any proof, just go to Rio Tinto Stadium and hold up a Betsy Ross flag. Or go to school and have on your Facebook page a picture of you at a shooting range. The America that my grandfather grew up in the Depression lived in, that America is dead. That is what I am saying. And the social credit score that is about to come down on us, that all the infrastructure is in place, if we do not stand up to it, and what makes me think that we will en masse?
Well, we'll see with this guy. I mean, he gets thrown out of it now. Well, what happens if they get so much blowback that they change their policy?
No, the ball club came and the executive.
Who cares what the ball club comes? Well, if the public comes out and says we're not going to your game, if
sorry, ladies and gentlemen, that's obviously an emotional thing.
Give them some time. Give them some time.
No, they came out and doubled down on it.
All right, we'll see what the public has to say.
Oh, okay.
And that'll be one small little part. That you have won there.
I already know what the public. I can't. This. I just talked to the pastor. They're teaching. They have condom relay races to 10-year-olds, and the pastors say they don't want to say anything about it.
What state is it in?
So that's California.
Oh, California. Is it Missouri? No. Is it the Midwest? They're doing it.
All right. Well, all right. What is
no.
it? No, they are certainly Ohio. They certainly are.
All right. I'm saying, your bastions of little places are doing it. Yes. Is it all over the country? No.
This is Salt Lake, freaking Utah.
Well, I never liked Salt Lake.
Well, yeah, but it ain't California. It ain't New York.
Close.
No, it isn't at all. It's not close at all. But I guess apparently it's becoming close.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I'm saying. We have a caller. Oh my God, we spent way too much time. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, my uncle. Said a very bad word. He will take his Trump watch off and lash himself.
That was pretty good.
We have a caller. He's been waiting patiently. Dave in New York, you're on the air. Dave, what's on your mind?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Dave, are you ready to fight? I want to know, Dave, are you ready to stand up?
I'm ready to speak, you know, with the Holy Spirit moving through me, and today's subject is not last week's subject or last time's subject, but it's I'm glad we're on Rents Radio because I know the bad guys are always listening, but the right people are listening today, and hopefully they grasp this. But I want to, if you just let me roll and don't interrupt me for a little bit unless you want me to get done real quick, let me just get going on this because it's rather important.
Go.
And it's actually, it's the Matrix. We are in the Matrix, Boy, how many years ago did Cyprus have the bail-in? People don't remember this. Now, Cyprus, what they call a bail-in, which now they're talking about, whatever, you get less money back than you put into it. It was going full strength. It started in Cyprus, and it was moving through Canada, and it was going to be here. Now, Trump was put in. When Trump said he was the chosen one, well, he is for this point in time in life. The bail-in would have happened already, okay, if Trump were not there. And we'd all be used to this because Hillary would have been in place and the whole, you know, whatever would have happened. We have this window of opportunity now. But that bail-in did not happen then because Trump's here. And whether you go with Steve Quayle's, Or when I was saying before, everybody from the Shoeshine Boy to the King is going to be exposed for who they truly are. We are there. We commit every sin in this country, not we the people necessarily, but the country itself has done so much. We deserve to be judged, okay? At any rate, the bail-in. So I used to, you know, make up little songs or whatever for the local radio station. And it's going to sound a little sarcastic because I am a little sarcastic at times. But this dude, I titled it Cyprus. That way I remember where the bail-in started anyway. And it just goes, you take Pelosi, I will take Palin. I'll back strong borders, and you'll back the alien. When the bail-in starts, you'll probably choke. You'll wake up one morning, and you will be broke. Take your vaccine, fluoride teeth clean, eat your GMOs. You may finally realize you were played like a fiddle in that you supplied the bowl. And so it gives you an idea. If I was referencing Palin and Pelosi and whatnot, then it's been a little while. But you can probably look up and find out when that started. But
Dave,
that was
let me interject right here. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Okay, you heard the discussion. You heard this story out of Salt Lake where you can't even bring a Betsy Ross American flag to the stadium anymore. I'm of the America that I grew up. I mean, I'm not that old. The America I grew up in is no more. It doesn't exist. The American of my grandfathers, it really doesn't exist. That's my feel. I don't know. Am I too pessimistic? I don't know what to say here.
I want to, you know, continue on a little bit, because I heard, I think it was Len Beck or somebody on the radio today talking about, you know, thinking that possibly, you know, Michelle Obama is going to be running for president. Well, I'll tell you, it was in early in January, right after the New Year sometime, a poll came out, and somehow Hillary wasn't the favorite woman in the United States anymore. She dropped down below Oprah Winfrey there, but it was Michelle Obama, then Oprah, then Hillary, and, you know, whoever else, okay? And I called the radio station right up, and I said, you know, they never left Washington, D.C. They built, you know, Obama built his spy station there to monitor all the spy equipment they had in the White House and whatnot, or in one of Trump's hotels or wherever they had all that stuff set up, okay? And they are coming back, and I said what they will do now is they're going to say, you know, eventually now that you're going to get three presidents for the price of one, but I believe it's going to be Hillary first for maybe 2 years.
Okay,
you know, you got
about
get reelected.
I'm going to cut you off. You got about 30 seconds. The last thought that you want to leave people.
Okay. Hopefully Trump's not reelected, because I don't want to see any harm come to him. They want to get in there and it's going to end by the year 2030 as far as them, you know, you'll have 2 years of Hillary possibly. Michelle Obama, you know, or will be the next president until
All right, I'm going to ask you a question. Then you agree with me. America's dead. The America as we know it is dead, and something else is going to come out of it, and we got to be ready to do that. Is that true?
You're not going to fight a drone, and we can't be silly to think that, you know, you thought, you know, all the old stories about the black helicopters. Well, they took the identification numbers off the helicopters. They weren't really black. You just couldn't read anymore. You were not even going to see the drones. They're going to be all over the place delivering pizzas.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Supposedly, you know, but what's up above, you know, there's so many different ways, you know, they can put an end to the stupid guns that we may have. Don't even think you're going to become G.I. Joe, okay? At that rate, I guess I just better, you know, hang up. But that's my reality, and I hope somebody checks in the Bailin in Cyprus and when that all started and how it was.
Awesome.
You know,
Dave, thank you. Thank you so much for your...
Yep, bye-bye.
God bless you, man. Here, let's get to some more. Let's get to some news, and then we got Robert on. And we'll probably do some news at the end of the show also, because we got a lot of news stories. We've spent a lot of time on all this, but I just woke up in the middle of the night, just, oh, gosh.
Well, I'll dispel your fears. We will win.
I'm not fearful.
Bottom line, we will win.
I'm really not fearful. I'm really not, because I think that this is the whole purpose of the whole, I mean, that why are we here? We're here to confront all these things. We're here to overcome, to be overcomers. Are we going to choose? We're the temple of God, or is God, we're like God sitting there. We're like popcorn sitting in the grease cooking. And the only way the popcorn can pop is if you turn the grease fire up. And so the grease fire is about to be turned up. And so some kernels are going to pop and some aren't.
That's right.
And we're seeing a heck of a lot of people that aren't popping, and they're going to get thrown in the trash.
I like it. Very good analogy.
But I am extremely, this story, talking to Pastor George.
I can see the way you get,
this tells me, I'm not down. This tells me we're under a delusion if we think the America of Thomas Jefferson, the America of George, it's gone.
Yeah.
It is gone.
Yeah.
And we have something else right now. We have, let me move on with the news. Attorney General of 8 states in D.C. investigating Facebook for possible antitrust violations. We'll see if this goes anywhere. I guess it's good news that they're investigating.
Well, here's the thing. All the states want money.
Right, they're just going to shake them down.
They're going to shake them down. They're going to shake them down big time.
And they're going to pay it.
And
they're going to pay it.
Yeah, well, if enough people get find out the details of all this stuff, that's going to wake up the American people, too.
All right.
You got to take all these little pieces and put them together,
okay.
You got a civil war.
I know this is California.
Yeah.
But, you know, the pastor's telling these other pastors, okay, here's what's being taught in California school. Will you please say something about this to your congregation? No, I won't.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Okay.
Horrible.
They know. They know what's going on, and they won't do anything.
Yeah. I agree.
Hurricane Dorian now. Storm makes landfall along North Carolina coast. Have you seen some of the pictures out around there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're saying up to 8 feet of water.
Yeah,
cars are being...
tidal rush or whatever.
Hurricane Dorian is ready to unleash its fury on our state. How dramatic. Roy Cooper, the governor of North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Just CNN has that beautiful 7 hours of boringness.
Head of UN Global Communications. I love the United Nations Global Communications.
They're always ready to help.
Well, here's what I will say. Yeah. Here's what I will say about them is they're efficient. I will say that. Because somehow they've gotten their comprehensive sex education down to 5-year-olds in our schools.
And if you see any blue people in blue uniforms and helmets walking down the street, would you consider that an act of war?
You mean you're talking about UN helmets?
Mm-hmm.
I probably would.
I would, too. I was just getting your filly on.
I probably would.
Yeah.
Don't need to say too much more about
no,
that.
No, I'm not saying it.
Yeah.
I'm
I would tend to think that. Right. Obviously, if we invited them in, obviously, then you got to some kind of other argument.
Right.
Head of UN Global Communications says illegally entering the U.S. is a right. It's a right. The UN says it's a right.
Ain't no right.
Why are marriage rates down? Why do you think marriage rates are down? What would you think would be the reason?
Because of the schools. They don't know who the hell they are.
They don't know if they're a boy or a girl. How can they get married if they don't know which?
Yeah.
You know, that's such a basic thing about this whole argument. How can you get married? How can you have children? How can you do anything if you don't even
There's
know who you are?
There's 28 genders. How can you pick?
Yeah. Which gender goes with which other gender? Okay. Well, this study says that the reason is that there's a lack of, quote, economically attractive men. That's the reason. I would say, really, it's the value of marriage. The marriage has been devalued.
Devalued.
So it's not important. We promote what we value. So America doesn't value it as much anymore, so it's not being promoted.
And the ladies are being taught you need to get a career before you have children. And then by the time they're 35, they've lost
their childbearing years. That's a big issue for people.
That's a huge issue.
And then they regret it.
And then they go into a depression.
Yeah, but then the environment, it almost, we're being forced to have two incomes. You know, women are being forced to work.
Yeah. Well, that was a thing back in the 50s. You know,
that's from World War II.
Yeah, exactly.
Saints quarterback Drew Brees, did you see this? He made a thing about bringing your Bible to school day and being proud about being a Christian and shared his favorite, Bible verse, and for his trouble, he got a huge media attack that says Drew Brees is appearing in videos from anti-LGBTQ groups. And he had to get up in front of the news people and say, was there anything said in this promo about anything? I said, it's National Bring Your Bible to School Day, and I shared my favorite verse. Why am I getting,
Do you
think this is fair at all? So God bless you,
Drew
Brees, for your conviction.
Drew Brees.
It didn't mention in the story. Didn't mention, of course. Well, this is USA Today. It wouldn't mention his favorite scripture. I guess that's too it's too corrosive to put his favorite scripture
racist.
In there. It's racist. Well, it's like the Betsy Ross flag.
I know. I love that Betsy Ross flag.
You made a cornhole out of the Betsy Ross flag. If you know what cornholes, lady, are, it looks amazing. Vegans and vegetarians may have higher stroke risks, out of the BBC.
I didn't know that.
U.S. lifts ban on old-style light bulbs. The U.S. is scrapping a ban on energy-inefficient light bulbs, which was due to come in at the beginning of 2020. You know that had to be Trump that did that.
Yeah, had to be.
Basically,
had to be.
The incandescent light.
Right. Incandescent light is the best light.
It's the best light to look at
Absolutely.
Night. To read from,
to
whatever.
Read from. We had that guy on. I can't remember.
He's coming on today.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
talking about the lights?
Yeah, talking about the lights.
Yeah, how bad they are for you.
We're going to ask him about that.
Yeah, good. Boy, did that segue right into it.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Glad you caught that. Darn good thing you're here. U.S. military experts say America needs AI to control nuclear missiles.
That's nonsense. You need three keys.
Well, so for the last 70 years, we can't control them.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, we need just what I need, AI, to control the nuclear missiles.
You have three keys. There's not going to be an accidental launch.
I never mind. I was going to comment some. But left-handed gene finally found. You ever notice why? I don't know what percentage.
90% right-handed.
Right. So about 10, that's what I was going to say, about 10-15% are left-handed. If you ever wondered, why is that person left-handed?
My sister.
Aunt Sue is left-handed? For the first time, scientists have found.
And she always walked backwards.
Found four spots in your DNA that might determine whether you wield your pen with your left hand. Of the four gene reasons, three are associated with proteins involved in brain development and structure, according to a genetic analysis of about 400,000 people in the United Kingdom. So they think they've found where left-handedness comes from.
Probably.
Next thing you know, they're going to have a vaccine for it to cure it.
Yeah, to cure it. Yeah,
it's a disease.
Yeah.
Let's cure left-handedness. We don't want all these left-handed baseball gloves at the store.
That's right.
It's a hazard to the environment. U.S. layoffs rise 38%, the highest level since August 2009, or the highest for August since 2009. That's from Michael Snyder. There's, again, a ton of indicators that... something's going on.
Yeah. Stock market's going down and...
It's just things aren't as hunky-dory as maybe
I don't want to say too much.
It's a That's not like you. It's official. U.S. visa can be denied if you and your friends are critical of American policies. The U.S. now is demanding visa applicants provide their social media profiles on nearly two dozen platforms. Hey, you don't think social credit score is already here? It's already here.
Yeah.
It's already here.
It's going to be rejected.
Rejected. It's going in right there.
I got it. It's just wait.
What makes you think it's going to be rejected?
Just wait. Just wait.
Wait for what? The young people to throw rocks at the drones?
Absolutely. All these things get implemented, and they're going to all get reversed. That's my prediction.
I don't know what to say here. I wonder if the audience would chime in on this.
Somebody call up to see if I'm just full of it or not.
Capital controls in Argentina demonstrate dangers of government-controlled money. Capital controls are, of course, in an inflationary environment or whatever, shortage environment, what have you. The government mandates that prices on gas, halt at $4 a gallon or whatever, or green beans
they
or whatever.
Richard Nixon did that.
And all price controls do is, do you know the result of all price controls?
Raise prices.
They create shortages.
Oh, yeah.
They create shortages.
Well, I thought you meant afterwards.
No, all they do is create shortages because then everybody buys them up.
Right, and then the price goes up.
Yes. Just another emergency measure, President Mauricio Macri of Argentina reintroduced capital controls this weekend in an effort to prevent further collapse of the peso exchange rate and a possible default on government bonds.
Well, Franklin did that. He did that. And a lot of the...
Franklin? He's talking about Nixon?
I mean, no.
Who are you talking about?
The 40s. 30s, 40s. President.
Roosevelt.
Roosevelt, sorry. Roosevelt did that, and the guy couldn't do the dry cleaning for what he was getting paid for because of those things.
Right, so he quit doing dry cleaning.
So he quit doing it.
Causes shortages.
It causes shortages.
Price controls cause shortages. That's the result of all of it.
Right, and that's the one way it does it.
Or the other way is, well, now gas is only $1 a gallon. Everybody buys up all the gas.
Right.
Either way. So there's no more gas for anybody.
No more gas, yep.
Amazon tests Whole Foods payment system that uses hand as ID. So you don't think some kind of social... If they don't like... I can't even talk today.
Must be that dream.
It did. It threw me off. Social media. If they don't like your social media, they're going to not let you in the country. So how big a leap is it where they don't like your social media? They're not going to let you buy something at the store here. How big a leap is that for you?
Well, how big a leap is some of these guys who are putting it in place don't wake up in the morning?
To me, it's a huge leap. The environment we have now, we can't get preachers to tell the congregation what's going on in the school.
We're not talking about preachers.
It's the same thing, Kev. Somebody's got to make a decision to go against the status quo and risk something and have some conviction.
Yeah, I don't think that's too much to ask for.
I don't think it's too much to ask for it, but apparently in California it sure is.
Of course. But you've seen all them judges missing.
What judges? The Amazon? Who you think you're going to be able to get the Jeffrey Bezos? What are you talking about? They're going to storm Amazon? What do you think is going to happen?
I'm just saying.
Okay, what you're saying is that their implementation is going to lead to civil war.
Maybe not civil war, but social unrest with certain consequences.
With people who are conservative ideas.
Yes.
Conservative people usually don't do anything. But
ex-military conservative people might think about it.
This is a pretty provocative conversation we're having here.
How many CEOs in the last 6 months are dead or missing? A bunch. How many judges? A bunch.
So you think that just happens to be?
I think there's a correlation.
You think there may be
the more they push, the more people end up to disappear.
All right, I just want to be clear, ladies and gentlemen, we are not advocating.
We are not advocating
at all. We're just commentary and speculating on possibilities. And please,
and that was on Google.
Yes, that was a story on Google.
That was stories on Google. So we were not advocating any.
ThePowerHour.com, you can do news. We're going to do a little more news at the end of the broadcast if we have time after Abel. Some other great stories. Stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy.